Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is mostly about the sound conference coming up. We're going to be walking you through what's going to be going on, and we're going to playing some of our recordings from the sound bath and share and just get high. So our intention is that, pretty general today, is that everybody gets exactly the sound that they need for perfect health and healing and getting really high. Right. Before again, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Let me share my screen here. So, So if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you can see everything we're doing. We have our classes at the Institute and online. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's about learning how the universe works based on vibration, as well as learning all these different skills and techniques so you can open up your own practice. We're a vocational school. And getting really high and really still and peaceful over and over. So that becomes the norm. And you can actually teach that for other people as well. So the online classes, you could actually start in like a week or so. We start about every 2 weeks because we've got ongoing enrollment. The Institute classes, you could do individual classes, but the next starting time is actually January 17th, if you wanted to come here in Sausalito. Right. We've also got an event coming up with Satya. We haven't posted it yet, but with Satya and her friend Eon, they're going to be doing an actual concert at the Institute in Sausalito on the 11th of November, which is actually a Friday, a week from Friday. And, oh my God, Satya and her friend are both complete light beings. So and there's only 25 people. So sign up. It's going to be on Eventbrite. But if you're in the area, or fly on in. If not, fly on in. Right? And then you can totally join. Let's see. Back to our page. So then we got our Sound Healing Store. At the Sound Healing Store, we've got... If you go to soundoflove.com, we have over 300 products, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, all types of instruments. We've got alchemy bowls, quartzophone, which is a crystal harp, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, chimes. We've got sansulas, which is like a little kalimba, free note, which is like a xylophone, wood drums, hand pans. Oh my God, this full range of instruments. We also have sound chambers, which we're just developing. We just got a version created. Oh, I'm not ready. I'll have to show it later. I don't have it up. Actually, maybe I can get right to it with history. No, I'm not going to find it quickly. So I'll show it after I play some music. So you can actually buy a sound chamber with a king's chamber with a dodecahedron around it, an octahedron. We've also got the Miracle Eye Cube, which is three Tesla-like coils wrapped around 9 inert noble gases that will send out a scalar wave field for 30 miles and just get you really high. We also sell a rodent coil now, which is similar, creates a scalar wave field. We have the biomats. We have a device that puts frequencies into the water. We have light devices. We have my books, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. We got my recording books. We have tons of music. We have over 100 CDs of music and frequency CDs you put right on the body. You don't actually listen to them. And you can use headphones on the body, or you can use our vibroacoustic devices. We have the sound lounge. We have sound pillows. We have sound dolphins. We have a bass belt you can put on the body. Really good for pain. Really good for getting you blissed out. And you can find that in the store site as well. There's our dolphin, right? And then the sound pillow, where you're sandwiched in between. And then we've got also our sound therapy center. We have a couple of main treatments we do where we can find your note and then give you CDs tuned to delta, theta, alpha, and beta. Delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, and beta for overcoming ADD. And when it's tuned to you, it's way more effective than what you would find on YouTube. And then we can put you on the sound lounge with that. And it's really good for anxiety, depression, brain injuries. We're also using it for dementia as well. And then we have our research foundation. And in our research foundation, we've got a whole database of clinical papers that you can access, and they're all categorized, and also student papers. So if you go to the soundhealingresearchfoundation.org, you've got clinical papers, you've got student papers, and they're all categorized as two categories, so you can easily find something in a certain area. And we also have, we're also about to launch our sound treatment center. Sound, it's not actually up yet, but in about a week it will be, the soundtreatmentcenter.com, where we're doing live sound healing treatments online. Probably not going to launch until around December, but we're signing up practitioners starting next week. So if you want to be a practitioner, you can charge whatever you want. You get like 50% of whatever you charge. And then you can, help find clients, and you book sessions. And we're making it, we're reprogramming Zoom so it's the best quality with compressors built in. We also have very specific requirements for practitioners to have good mics and stuff, so it will all be the best quality. And so that's really exciting. That's coming right up. And if you want to get treatments, then in a week you can start, look at the site. Again, we're probably not going to launch the full thing until around the 1st of December. I'm really excited about that. We also have Medical Sound Association, where you can find detailed treatment plans for all types of issues. If you click on integrative sound, you can see detailed treatment plans for anxiety and depression and dementia, addiction, trauma, PTSD, pain, autism, cancer, sleep, anger, schizophrenia, thyroid, traumatic brain injuries. We just did a whole meeting on on blood clots as well. And we've got a meeting coming up, I think it's November 13th. Let's see. Yeah, I think it's November 13th that we're doing the meeting on end of life and suicide. Sound for end of life and suicide. And so to join, all you have to do is just go to Medical Sound Association and click on join, and it's free. You can join, and we'll send you info for the meetings. We also have our Sound Education Association, which has over 500 exercises for kids at every age group that you can download right now. And we have an association with over 100 educators to, let's see if I can pull it up, Sound Education, there it is, to create a curriculum that will, or finish a curriculum, because we've already got a bunch of exercises that we can take into governments around the world. So we're setting up a lobbying team, we're doing videos and whole curriculums over the next few years for sound, music, geometry, self-expression, to change the whole curriculum around the world. Okay. Now, those are the different things we have happening. You can find them all at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So, we have our Sound Healing Conference coming up. Let me pull it up and show you for those of you on video. It's at globesoundhealingconference.com. globesoundhealingconference.com. November 9th to the 13th, it's our 12th one. We have 25 researchers, pioneers, instructors, doctors, sound therapists, musicians in the field. And it's really interesting what we have this year. We got a lot of people that seems to kind of the main theme, it's full perspective, but the main theme that a lot of people are talking about is how do you access higher consciousness with sound? Now, I've been to many sound baths that are cool, but how do you get really high? How do you make the room turn into complete white light? How do you make the ceiling open up and purple light come pouring into everybody's hearts and mass healings happen? Right? How do you do it? Right? Because there's like some people that just do peace, and there's not this whole other level. But I've been to sound baths where it's just like, oh my God, there's angels floating in the room. It's like, and I just feel completely loved. I mean, with Tom Kenyon, it was like, the first time I was with him in a sound bath, it was like I had this little being around me just completely sending intense love into my heart. I'm like, whoa, this is incredible, right? So a lot of people are going to be talking about that. I think we talked about that in detail 2 weeks ago, so I'm not going to go over that much. We have... First of all, I do a presentation to start off on the frequency of everything. So we go through all the different frequencies that people have come up with for different organs, different cells, different diseases, and there's a lot. But the problem is nobody agrees with anybody, right? So we're looking at coming up with devices, or not coming up with, we have devices that will actually measure the frequencies in the body. So we're looking at setting up the whole research foundation based around these devices. Now, we can then tune those frequencies precisely to you to get everything humming at its natural, healthy frequency, which will heal most disease. Or you could find the frequency of a wily cell like cancer and turn the volume up and explode it, right? So we've got that, but you know, a lot of people don't look at the combination of frequencies called a timbre, or the relationship between the frequencies, but most importantly the musical flow through each of the 11 systems. I mean, what's the melody playing through your nervous system? What's the melody playing through your circulatory system? What is the melody through all 11 systems? And what is the rhythm? Right now we have devices that can measure this, and we can tune it to you. But we're not just talking about sound. We're talking about electromagnetism. We're talking about infrared light and scalar waves, right? So let's get all of it working. Sound, electromagnetism, scalar waves, and infrared light. It's all tuned to you playing the song through all the systems so we can heal every disease in the world. So. That's kind of my presentation for the opening. Satya and I do a sound bath to open, which will get you blessed out as well. Then there's Emil Jantz, who does overtone singing. Oh, let's see if I can find Emil. I'll go ahead and play Emil. He does throat singing. Let's see. I didn't have this one ready, but I think I can find it pretty quickly. You guys just tone among yourself. I don't see Emil. I know what I'll do. I'll go ahead and play Gennady right now while I'm looking for Emil. Unless I see Emil here. I thought I'd already downloaded it, but I don't see it. Okay, so we'll play Gennady. Gennady, if you haven't seen Gennady, I don't even know how to say his name. Let's see. Gennady, check. Chachinko Papis. He was on Georgia Got Talent in Russia and got Golden Buzzer, and he's like really got some cool videos out. So he did a sound bath that's kind of off the deep end. Let me play this sound bath while I go work for Emil and enjoy this. Oh my God, this is going to blow your mind. He's from another planet. Okay. Check this out.
Oh.
Only problem with that is it's hard to talk afterwards. Oh my God. What a trip. Let's look at some more here. Let me see if I can find Emil. I don't see it. I thought we had it. Let's see. Downloads. We do have Kevin James here, though. Let me play a little bit of Kevin James from his Soundbath. Actually, let me tell you a little bit more about some of the workshops, and then we'll play more. Okay. Okay. So then we've got Emil. Emil does throat singing. Emil is an amazing throat singer. I mean, Gennady did a little bit of throat singing at the end there. And then Yassos. Yassos actually has been in the field for like 40 years, and he gives a wide perspective on how music can create all different states of consciousness. It's an old video he actually plays, but it's really interesting. Right. And then there's the sound bath with Gabriel Goldberg. I think I played that last week or a couple of weeks ago. Gabriel is just a total light being himself, totally heart-centered. Gerald Savage does his overview of how sound and music work in the world and creating a holistic life. Gerald's one of our instructors. And then Dina goes into how to manifest just about anything, the three pillars that connect you to creation. I think I played a little bit of Dina last year. I played Dina a couple of weeks ago. And then we got Mark Romero. Mark Romero is used to be a CEO of a major corporation and now has shifted into doing sound healing sessions on people. And he's does some interesting thing with guitar as well. Anya Wu is one of our instructors. She does some really beautiful crystal bowl work. And then Karen Holly does a presentation on the science behind toning and humming. She pulls up all the different research projects and goes through them in a really beautiful way that's not boring at all. And it's really good because it gives some background as to actually exactly how it works, especially to create nitric oxide, which is really good in the body. Snow Raven, I played a couple of weeks ago. She's just from another dimension, right? The interesting thing with like Snow Raven and people like Gennady, it's like these and Satya as well, they're working from a whole different perspective, which is where we're all headed one day, right? Where they're not just doing sound to make you peaceful. They're running this energy way above and beyond, right? And so it's really inspiring to see things like that. Gregory Hoag is a master at creating sacred geometry pendants, been doing it for 40 years. And so he goes into how sacred geometry works. And then White Feather, oh my God. White Feather has very specific wisdom on how to access higher consciousness. Let's see if I can find White Feather here. Yeah, let's see if I can play hers. She's in Israel, and I was really kind of surprised how cool it was. I thought we had this one downloaded too. Maybe not. Let's see. White. No, I don't see it right away here. Oh, well. Okay. We'll have to come back to that one. Okay. Then we've got Kevin James. I do have Kevin James here. Let me play Kevin James. Kevin is from Australia, but I met him in Bali, and he does some really beautiful kirtan. I'll just play a little bit of Kevin here. Kevin, oh, I know here. Let's look at it. My name, Kevin. Okay, here we go. Check this out. Nice, huh? Okay, let's go back to our conference. Okay, then we've got Sasha Starseed. Oh, Peter Sterling first. Peter is a total light being that lives in Sedona and is like doing amazing harp work. Played a bit of her. We have Sasha Starseed that gets into all the different belief systems and how to work with those. And Jane Winter, who is in Denmark and just has like 1,000, or at least about 100 Tibetan bowls. And it's just the most beautiful music she does. She talks about how to calm your nervous system. And then we've got John Stuart Reed, who goes into the science of, he actually shows an experiment. If you don't know John Stuart Reed, he invented the cymoscope, right? That actually creates all of these beautiful mandala patterns called cymatics of water droplets, right? So these are actual images here of water droplets being vibrated with sound. Here it is originally on metal plates with sand and powder, but now he's got a device that actually shows the water droplets, right? And which shows that you're actually, when you make any sound and it goes into the body, it's creating these little mandala patterns directly in every water droplet. So he invented that device. And so he talks about and shows an experiment where he shows how sound can actually create more electricity in the water, which is way better for you. When it's more electrified, it actually transmits energy better. And so he's showing some really detailed science there. Kemba Aram, Kemba was in our conference about 10 years ago. Kemba had a near-death experience where after the experience, she actually had tinnitus, you know, ringing in the ears. But instead of like going into a bummer about it, she actually used it to access higher consciousness, which she calls the sound current. And so she has a presentation in detail about how all different spiritual traditions have looked at the sound current and talked about it and how you can use it to access higher consciousness and get to even the frequency of your soul. Kemba actually did on Gaia, she's the one that did the Sound of Creation project, that 10 shows on Gaia on sound. So she's really, really cool. And then there's Ashana. Ashana is probably the most beautiful sound bowl player and singer there is. She's just in a whole nother dimension. Let me find Ashana here. I know we've got Ashana here. And I'll play her. Yeah, here we go. Check this out. This is Ashana. We'll play a bit of this. Go ahead and fast forward a bit here. see what I mean about a whole nother world. She's not just playing a bull. He's running this amazing energy. It is really quite incredible. Right? So, I want to play a little bit of Wah. Wah has been around forever. She does beautiful music, and she did a little sound bath here. I'm going to skip forward, though, and have play a bit here. Check this out.
Just like the water. Feels like warmth, the warm sun, it feels like loving kindness.
Kind of put you in the zone, huh? Okay. So then we've got Sound Bath with Satya Ra, and she does her presentation. I'll play her in a bit. Gary Malkin does his whole thing on music production and dropping down into the heart, out of the mental body into the emotional body. Gary is a professional soundtrack. He creates soundtracks for movies for like 30 years. And he's really quite amazing. Wah talks about basically how sound healing works. I play Jamie Price. She's does light language, and she's a total trip. She's from another dimension as well. And then we've got my last presentation, and on that presentation I go into all the different ways you can access higher consciousness with sound, but I spend most of the time talking about tuning into multiple things at once. When you tune into multiple things at once, you actually go into theta, which is the exact same state you're in when you're one with the universe. It's actually measurable when you're in unity consciousness, right? And so, I mean, we can tune into multiple things many ways, and I go through a lot of them, like tuning into a bunch of sparkles on the water, or tuning into all the sounds in a song, or tuning in to all of the chakras simultaneously. We do a meditation with that. We do a meditation where we tune into gratitude in your heart. Gratitude in the room with everyone that's listening, and gratitude on the planet, three different levels at once. We tune in to where you're transmitting love, receiving love, and being one with the universe. Actually, we start with one with being one with the universe, which is pretty expansive already, and then add in transmitting and receiving love at the same time. Then we do a whole meditation on tuning into all frequencies in the universe. Every frequency of sound, every rhythm, every frequency of the movement of the planets and the galaxies, every frequency of light, and even the movement of the quark and atoms, right? All at once. And we're just blissed out. And then we share a meditation on tuning into all of the problems on the planet and all of your problems at once, and all the things you can be grateful for at once. So now you're just still seeing all dark and light in the whole universe or in the whole planet. And it's just like, ah, because you're in theta, tuning into multiple things at once. A beautiful place. So you're totally present with everything that's going on. You're not just going, I'm only going to focus on the light, only going to focus on the light, because that dark side will get you in the butt, right? So you do all of it once, and you're perfectly still going, ah. And then we end with a sound bath with myself and Satya Ra, and I want to play that. I might have played it before, but it's one of my favorites, so I'm going to go ahead and play it again. Okay, so let's see. Here it would be Devananda. And so, yeah, here it is. Check this out. Enjoy.
Yeah.
GlobeSoundHealingConference.com, November 9th through the 13th. Hold this energy for the rest of the weekend, rest of the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.